Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here is the nation's celebrated disc jockey with music on records, Howard Miller.
Well, thank you very much, Ed Joyce. Good morning, everyone. It's a swell day where we are, and I hope it's just as nice wherever you are. And all last week, while we were throwing name credits around on the Wrigley Show for Wrigley Spearmint Gum and also to our announcer, Ed Joyce, I think I neglected completely to give credit to another very important member of our team up here in the Wrigley Building. It's Mr. Doug McKay, who rides herd on all of us as the regular producer for our show. So, Doug, excuse the lapse of memory yesterday, or rather last week, and forgive me, please stay on the job. Well, we've got a lot of swell music for you today, and it's going to be climaxed by our little fast visit to New York City. We're waiting there in the studios of CBS in New York is Mr. Frankie Lane. You probably know him in the Chicagoland area as Frank Lovecchio, young Italian boy who faced the world with nary a thing except the master of rhythm and a great heart for song and show business. You'll meet Frankie a little bit later, but right now you're going to meet some pretty noisy music by Bill Haley. Bill Haley and the Comets with his Decca recording of Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your flat bags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
From the East, who has set an entirely new mood to music, in the teenage eyes at least, and a current craze of theirs is to dance to the beat of Mr. Bill Haley and his Comets. That happens to be one of the big sellers called Rock Around the Clock. You know, one of the delightful things about having delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum on hand is that it always freshens your taste, helps keep your mouth and throat moist, helps keep your teeth clean and attractive. You try it sometime, you'll find that it's fun to chew gum, and of course there are a lot of gums to chew. But I sort of like Wrigley Spearmint the best, and I'm pretty sure that you will, too. So many others do. They'll attest to the high quality, the wonderful, delicious flavor of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You try it today, mothers, in your supermarkets, your drugstores. I know that you'll like it. Well, in New York City comes now the voice of perhaps television's newest and brightest star. If you were near your television receiver and near the CBS channel in your own home community on last Wednesday night, you saw the premiere and the debut of one Mr. Frankie Lane. Frankie, all I can say is that the reception back here in Chicago was the greatest. We knew that you could do it, and you certainly did.
Well, thank you, Howard, and hi, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to y'all.
Frankie, it's a far cry from the days where you used to sleep on a park bench in Central Park and munch on a candy bar for 7 days to sustain your energy.
Well, it's about two hoops and a holler.
That's about it, isn't it? What would you say, or what would you attribute your success to, Frankie, more than any other one thing? I know it's difficult for a performer to talk that way without sounding presumptuous, but I can assure you, you have the blessings to do it.
Well, I don't know. The help of a lot of friends, number one. A particular song called That's My Desire, which started the trend going the regular eating way.
Uh-huh.
And more than anything, trying to pick songs that were a little different, a little offbeat, and yet at the same time that had some specific appeal, and most of all, which knocked me out.
Yes. Frank, of course you are a Chicagoan. Your real Christian name is Frank LaVecchio, right?
Mm-hmm. Paul.
Yes, there's a lot of stories back here in the Middle West that you changed your name to Lane because you went to Lane Technical High School. This is incorrect, isn't it?
That is incorrect. The name was given to me by a program manager on one of the New York stations, WINS, a gentleman named Jack Coombs,
uh-huh.
who didn't like the name LaVecchio because the announcers were going to have a hard time with it.
Yes.
So he changed my name to Lane, and that's how it happened.
Well, there's a lot of opinions and changes that you had to make in people's minds, Frankie, when you started out, because we're broadcasting from our studio here in the Wrigley Building, the very studio that you did an audition for Jimmy Hilliard. Now, I might tell the public that Jimmy Hilliard is now the artist and repertoire director of the label X, and you were a new boy singer here in Chicago, and they set up an appointment for you to sing for Mr. Hilliard. And my understanding is that Jimmy didn't even wait to hear you finish the song. He says, that kid better go back to coal mining.
No, you've got it all wrong, or somebody.
Really?
Jimmy is the one who set up the audition.
Yeah.
The gentleman who did what you said was a gentleman named Preston.
Oh.
And who was really almost the cause of Jimmy leaving CBS. At that time, Jimmy used to play in the orchestra there at CBS.
Oh, I see. Jimmy dug you, but Mr. Preston didn't.
That's right.
Mr. Preston has turned out to be slightly wrong, hasn't he?
Well,
later on,
it even turned out to be even funnier because Jimmy became the A&R man for Mercury Records when we made That's My Desire.
Oh, was he the head man of Mercury then?
At that time, he was the guy that recorded me when we made That's My Desire.
Oh, yeah.
So see how fate can work in strange ways.
That's right. Now, Frankie, this new career, actually it's not new because you've been doing television as a guest performer for quite some time, but now you've got your own show as a replacement for Mr. Godfrey's Wednesday Night series. Did you get a big kick out of doing the show last week?
Very much so.
I'll bet you did. How much rehearsal went into it, Frankie?
Well, let's see, about 6 days.
No kidding.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Is that going to be generally the format, a big variety show in which you act as MC, a few stories?
Well, for these 8 weeks, it's naturally it's an 8-week series, you know?
Yes.
After that, we don't quite know what's going to happen.
Yes. You know, one of the most amusing things, I think, Frank, in your whole career is the story of how you went to New York to try it there. And while we have to limit ourselves to the time element, can you tell the people who don't know the story of Frankie Lane the wonderful part about the spaghetti eating and the chocolate bar for a penny a day?
Well, I had been here about a week or so at that time, and the loot was running low. And finally, after a couple of months of scrounging around, I auditioned at WINS and got the job there, and they paid me $5 a week for 3 half-hour shows plus rehearsals, out of which they used to take a nickel for Social Security. So every week I used to have to round up another nickel to pay the $5 room rent at that point. And I happened to meet a gentleman named Sal Pepe who owned a little spaghetti house on 49th Street, a place called the Cosmo Spaghetti House. And we got to know each other, and when he found out the circumstances, he began feeding me and telling me that all I had to do was to come in and sign the check whenever I was hungry. Well, I was so embarrassed at that time, you know, that I just didn't have the heart to order anything but the most inexpensive dish on the menu, which was spaghetti and meatballs. It was 25 cents a plate. So I got a little sick of spaghetti after 4 months. And that's the way it happened.
That's wonderful. And so you switched over to candy bars because they were even cheaper.
Well,
now, Frankie, as regards home life, is Nan in New York with you?
Yes, she is.
Did you run a place there for the summer?
We have a house out at Atlantic Beach.
Oh, isn't that
Long
wonderful?
Island.
Wonderful. How do you like living in New York as compared to your real home back in California?
It's a little too hot here.
It's pretty warm, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, it's been murder the last week.
Well, we've been having some murderous weather here with tremendous humidity. People in the Midwest, of course, can well know what I'm talking about. Maybe there are other climes where they don't know, but it can get to be pretty miserable, can it?
And then to make it worse, we'll get a weather report from California where it's been a balmy 75.
As a matter of fact, Florida's been a lot cooler, too.
So now you want to go out and shoot yourself, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, now, Frankie, along with their career in television and, of course, radio, which antedated television, you also are one of America's major artists in the business of the old black magic, which which is the name that I attached to phonograph records. You worked for Mr. Mitch Miller on Columbia, and you just made a swell new one called Hummingbird, and we'd like to give a spin to it, if we may.
Well, I'm not going to stop you.
I'm sure that you won't, Mr. Frankie Lane and Hummingbird.
Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird should be your name.
Too restless to settle, too wild to tame.
Too restless, too wild to tame.
Too restless to settle, too wild to tame. Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird, hummingbird,
hummingbird, hummingbird winging along.
Hummingbird.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long.
No blossom can hold you for long.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long. Hummingbird, hummingbird, winging along. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine.
Hummingbird, feathered so fine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine.
Oh, no, it would not make you mine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine.
Hummingbird, hummingbird, hummingbird.
Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart.
Looks like another hit for Frankie Lane, and there's not a more deserving performer in all the world. Frankie, thank you so much for taking time from a busy rehearsal schedule to be our guest today on this, the Wrigley Spearman Gum Show.
Thank you, Howard, and thank you very much for all the plugs on our recordings. We appreciate it, and I hope to see you real soon. So until then, you got it.
Thank you very much, Frankie. And by the way, I neglected to say your brother Joe is in the studio with us, and he sends, of course, his best love to baby brother. Thanks a lot, Frankie.
He's the baby brother. So long.
Bye-bye. Well, we hope that you'll try healthful, refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearman chewing gum. You know, it's a treat that satisfies because it's pure and light and wholesome. Never spoils the appetite. And you know, a lot of people chew it when they want a tasty treat, and yet they want to avoid rich food or drinks. So why don't you add it to your shopping list this morning, Mother, and then when you shop later today, you remember to pick up a few packs of healthful, delicious Wrigley Spearman chewing gum. I know that you'll like it. Well, we have a very exciting week all lined up this week because tomorrow we travel to New York City for Miss Marion Marlowe. Later this week, you listen to Pat Boone, who is this bright newcomer from West Texas State University. We have Giselle McKenzie from Las Vegas later this week. And a whole flock of swell shows brought to you by the Wrigley people that we hope that you enjoy as much as we enjoy bringing them to you. Till we see you tomorrow at the same time, this is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now and try Wrigley Spearmint.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at the same time when his guest will be Marion Marlowe. This is the CBS Radio Network.